A UH Manoa professor says we in Hawaii are complacent about ethnic inequality, that we're blind to what's becoming institutionalized, if inadvertent, social injustice. Here's how it works. Jonathan Okamura is a professor of ethnic studies at UH Manoa. His research on unequal opportunity, ethnic inequality, and public education in Hawaii was published recently by the Hawaii State Teachers Association.
In Hawaii, there is this belief that we get along, people from different ethnic groups. There's a great deal of tolerance and harmony in our relations with one another. And I think this has served as a way of obscuring the problem of ethnic inequality.
Okamura says ethnicity, not race, is the dominant principle of social relations in Hawaii, and it can act like racism on the continent.
And this is quite evident in the different kinds of status that groups hold, because we live in a highly unequal society in which certain groups like Japanese Americans, Chinese Americans, Haoles, have much higher socioeconomic status than minority groups such as Filipinos, Hawaiians, Samoans, other Pacific Islanders, Latinos, African Americans, etc. And ethnicity, I would argue, is responsible for this inequality that we experience in Hawaii, which has become more and more entrenched from the 70s on because of our overdependence on tourism.
Okamura says Hawaii needs a more stable and growth-friendly tax base than tourism is able to provide. What is possible here, he says, is individual achievement, but not the occupational and income mobility that equal opportunity provides for widespread advancement.
So ethnicity works in a way that benefits the dominant groups, Japanese Americans, Chinese Americans, whites, because they are in positions of power. They make these kinds of decisions regarding the, for example, distribution of public resources.
How do you see that changing?
Public education should be the basis for that.
Instead, Okamura says the shrinking percentage of state funds going to public schools and higher education is exacerbating the problem.
I don't think our policymakers, our government officials necessarily intend to discriminate, to exclude minority groups from equal access to public education, particularly at the university. But the decisions they make result in these negative consequences.
What's needed, says Okamura, is for legislators to get creative about alternative sources of income for education.
I would suggest taxing absentee homeowners.
Last legislative session, the State Teachers Association proposed a tax on investment properties to fund education. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.